This is 91.7 KXT, and I'm Jeannie. I'm here in studio with Oklahoma singer-songwriter John Fulbright. Thank you so much for coming in, John.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
All right, would you start us off with a song?
Yeah, we'll do God Above. Six long days, seventh day rested, said there's one sure way. Humans can be bested, give them wine and song, fire and lust. When it all goes wrong, I'm the man to trust, and now you're all my own. All mine together, will you sing my praise? Sing my name forever, I am God above, Lord God Almighty. That's not all. I've got me a flame and it's a swinger's ball. If you don't know my name, or will you think it's a hot down there in July? I've got the means and the kitchen to fry, and now you're all my own. All mine together, all my doubting children locked away forever. I am God. Stars above. Well, is it too much to ask for a little creations? You can fly like birds, destroy entire nations, go and curse my name with your last breath. If all I brought to your life was death, then now you're all my own. All mine together, will you sing my praise? Sing my name forever, I am God above, Lord God Almighty, my
That was John Fulbright with God Above. It's the first track on your brand new album, From the Ground Up. Beautiful track, John. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you. Beautiful. I don't know if it's beautiful.
Well, it is.
Blasphemous.
There's just something very raw and intense about that. And I was just going to ask you, it's written from the standpoint, sort of the Old Testament God.
Yeah.
What? It's sort of with a crooked smile and a twist at the end. What inspired you to write that?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a very easy song to start and almost impossible to finish. I had to employ some help. I had to go to my buddy Dustin Welch, and I said, "Man, I got this song. It's written from God's point of view, and I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to say." And he helped me out. He was a lot like a foreman on a construction site. He kind of poked and prodded me along and made sure that it was done correctly.
And so I owe a lot to him for that song.
Well, you just also won the ASCAP Foundation's Harold Adamson Lyric Award for Moving.
Uh-huh.
So with the songwriting thing, you actually, this has been out in the press for a while, you're from the same town as Woody Guthrie, Okemah, Oklahoma.
That's right.
So speaking of songwriting heroes, he's a songwriting hero for so many people. Who are some of your personal songwriting heroes?
You know, Towns was the reason I got into this gig. He was a big deal to me. It was Towns and Dylan, you know. And I found out about Woody, like everybody else, through Bob Dylan, you know. I listened to Bob and had a lot of, really dug him and had a lot of respect for him. And then all of a sudden I go, oh, man, it's like he did this because of Woody, this guy that's on the water tower. And that's about all I knew about Woody was Dylan and This Land Is Your Land. But, yeah, Towns... I remember listening to a Town song and thinking, there's a lot more to this songwriting thing than just, you know, feeling good and something to listen to in the car. You know, it's something to be taken very seriously, and you have to devote a lot of yourself to it in order to do it correctly. And that's what I've tried to do since then. I try to squeeze as much as I can into these songs and see if anybody notices.
You just turned 24,
yeah.
Right? So, and you've been playing pretty much since you were 5 years old at your parents' piano?
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I had a couple of pianos in my life. My grandma had this piano that was hidden under a big heap of clothes that I discovered one day, and it was love at first sight. I pretty much just stayed at it. To this day, I'm still playing the piano as often as I can, and I just started writing on it. I just started writing songs on it, coincidentally. I spent my whole life playing it, and I never could write anything on it, and I finally whipped that dragon. But now I can't write anything on the guitar.
The irony.
Yeah.
Now, From the Ground Up just came out in May, and the album was funded by your fans?
Oh, yeah, yeah, this Kickstarter thing. It's a hell of a pyramid scheme we had going there. It's really great. It's like, you know, if people want to hear it, then they give you $20, and then you make the album, and then you give them the album. You know, they're paying for something that doesn't exist. They're just yet. But it worked perfectly, and you don't have to go talk to guys in suits and, you know, and give your whole life away before it starts, you know. It's a really beautiful campaign they got going over there, and I'm very grateful to everyone that donated and allowed me to keep doing this. What do they say? Success is making just enough to make another record. You know, and so I think we're doing that, and you know, and it's all fan-driven, fan-based. So
now you have a live album under your belt that came out a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 2009, I think.
2009. Now you've done countless tours and you've played your share of festivals, but tell us the story of how these sessions for your debut started out. They were kind of recordings for your demos.
Yeah, this one was. It was like we'd sort of made this record before, and it never would quite line up correctly to where we could get it out into the world. And I, you know, it wasn't like I was just not satisfied with the product, but it was some of that, you know. And patience is a virtue, you know. We waited a long time to do this correctly, and we went in the studio. I grabbed Buff and a couple of other guys, and we went in. I thought we were just going to make a demo so we could shop it around and go record in some fancy studio in Nashville or something. And about three songs, I believe it was about three songs in, we just kind of went, no, this is the record. It's not going to get any better than this anywhere else. Like, this is as good as it can possibly be. The feeling's right, the players are right, everything's right. And that was a good day. But then it turned into the most work I've ever done in my whole life. But I'm extremely proud of this record.
You should be.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was worth it.
Now, is Buff your nickname for Terry Ware?
This is Terry Buffalo Ware.
All right.
A former Cowboy Twinkie notoriety.
Well, how about, would you guys do another song for us?
Yeah, let's do Moving, as long as we're talking about it. It's in A today.
I'll keep that.
Sometimes it's in G, and I don't tell anybody. This song was kind of an homage to Pete Seeger and Woody and those guys that, you know, the eternal optimists of the world. We could all use a dose of that. See if maybe I can lighten his load. Well, he opened the door and he thanked me in kind. He told me the words that would open my mind. He said, don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the TV screen, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the bombs that fall, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about nothing at all, 'cause we're moving. Telling everybody that they're born to lose. Well, one day he'll wake up and see the sun. See that every day we're breathing is a day we've won. So don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about the TV screen. Don't worry about the bombs that fall, 'cause we're moving. Don't worry about nothing at all, 'cause we're moving. There's times the lines get hard to see. There's days the haze takes over me. In the end, you're gonna grit your teeth and keep moving. Buffalo! Gasoline, 'cause we're moving.
Moving from John Fulbright from your full-length debut, From the Ground Up, accompanied by Terry Ware here. That was just a beautiful rendition of that track. And it's one of the songs from the Ground Up. And what finally, one of my questions is, what finally made you decide to go into the studio after all that time and put all of that down for posterity?
What makes you do it? I don't know. It seemed like a good idea at the time. There's a lot of these songs that, like from the, I made that live record you mentioned, and then there's a few of the songs that were, this one in particular, that were meant for a band. They were meant for a lot of people coming together and playing this song. And in order to kind of, I say put them to rest, but that's the wrong phrase. In order to just kind of get past them, we had to record them with a band, and you know, and I got the best band in town. So, yeah, that was, there was that one and like Jericho and All the Time in the World, are examples of, I couldn't let them just be solo guitar forever. They had to have a big B3 organ, you know, backing them up in a drum set and stuff. But, you know, but there's a lot of songs, you know, I'm not a, we tried to make a mix of band and solo. It was really hard to do, surprisingly. It was hard to sequence it and stuff, but I think it turned out all right, where you get this big booming band, and then all of a sudden it's just real quiet, and it's a solo piano or a solo guitar. And it's the way the record moves is, I think, is interesting. It doesn't, it kind of keeps you guessing as to what's going to happen next.
That it does. Now, you still live on your family's farm?
Mm-hmm.
Where you grew up and you cut your songwriting teeth there. What's the best thing for you when you always come home?
A piano. You can't carry a piano around, you know. They never have them in hotels. They should. But it's coming home. Cooking is a big one. You have to eat on the road, and it's you can cook your own meal and play your own piano, you know what I mean? And have your own thoughts and not be bugged. And I'm out there with the cows and the trees, and that's where the songs come from. You can, you know, I'm terrible about, I can't write anything on the road. I just can't. There's too much going on. I can't get my thoughts straight. When I go home, I can kind of go, okay, what just happened? And then I can start writing songs again, which I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to get better at writing in hotels. But, that's the best part, probably, is just being able to get all your thoughts back together. That's what home's for, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, John and Terry. It's just been a pleasure having you in studio, and please come back and see us next time you roll through Dallas.
Absolutely. It's been fun. Thanks.
All right. Well, this is 91.7 KXT.